We'll now move on to our next agenda item. I want to make sure, first of all, that Bob Van Dyke and Greg Miller are both connected to us. I see Greg, you're muted, but I assume that you're there, Greg. Can you confirm that you're here?
I am here.
And Bob, are you connected to us?
I am here as well.
Great. Thank you both so much for being here today. This is agenda item 5, a request for a temporary rule in the Siskiyou Geo-Region. Kyle Abraham, Private Forest Division Chief, will be the main presenter on this item. So, Kyle?
Great. Thanks, Tom. Good morning, Chair Emison, board members, and State Forester Doherty. For the record, I am Kyle Abraham, and I serve as the Division Chief for Private Forests. This agenda item before you today is a request from parties working collaboratively within a memorandum of understanding to pause the Siskiyou Streamside Protection Review and to implement a temporary rule that would enact salmon, steelhead, and bull trout protections similar to the rest of Western Oregon in the Siskiyou Geo-Region. And before I go into more detail on those items and what it means for the department, I would also like to introduce Greg Miller and Bob Van Dyke. Greg and Bob are the chief signatories on the MOU and of the request to the board for those items I previously mentioned. The request in front of the board today is also in attachment 1 in agenda item 5. Greg and Bob will highlight the request of the board and describe how the board's consideration will help continue the momentum for the continued collaboration on the MOU effort. And so we'll invite Greg and Bob to speak now, and then we'll take some other public comment towards the end of the presentation. So with that, I'll turn it over to Greg and Bob.
Well, good morning, Chair Emison, board members, State Forester Doherty. Thank you very much. Or I should stop there and say, for the record, my name is Greg Miller, and I represent the forestry signatories of the Forestry Memorandum of Understanding. And I want to thank you for this opportunity to express our support for this temporary rule request. If I could, just for a moment, and Bob, I'm sure, will have some introductory remarks as well, but just for a moment, if I could, to add a little humor to our circumstance. When Bob and I were testifying in the legislature earlier this year, at least I did, reference this as Bob and Greg's most excellent adventure. So thank you for that modest indulgence. Bob, I'll stop here and let you introduce yourself too, and a couple of remarks.
Yeah, sure. Well, obviously I'll speak to the rule in a moment. It's Bob Van Dyke, and I officially work for Wild Salmon Center. I appreciate the chance to be here today and the consideration of this temporary rule. And I'm representing the 13 fish conservation and environmental groups who signed the forestry MOU. And it is a excellent adventure indeed.
Well, to that end, the letter is in your packet. The letter is a joint request. So let me just back up a little bit. In January of this year, we, along with our conservation partners, embarked on the series of meetings that Governor Brown facilitated to explore the possibility of setting aside past conflicts to chart a new collaborative course towards science-based updates to the forest management in Oregon. So that produced this historic MOU, and we reaffirmed, you know, as you know, the short session ended and we were unable to have the final bill, House Bill 4168B, passed due to the legislative assembly adjournment, sine die. So in April this year, we reaffirmed our commitment to the MOU work together with a letter to the governor. And part of the work that we were doing in the MOU has been couched in the legislation, but we wanted to keep the momentum going, and therefore one of the items that we focused on to do that was one of the elements of the legislation was the to apply the salmon, steelhead, and bull trout stream buffer regulations that were adopted for Western Oregon into the Siskiyou Geo region. And so since we weren't able to have the bill passed, the opportunity for a temporary rule is what we have asked the board to consider, and that is the letter in the packet that asks for that. We believe that making this request honors the spirit of the MOU and believe that such a temporary rule will provide benefits to water quality. And we're very pleased that the board has expressed a unilateral support for the MOU work in your February meeting and conveyed a willingness to help. And it was in that vein that we we're coming to you for this request to adopt the temporary rule to implement the SSBT stream rules for the Siskiyou Geo region. I think for the to sum up my remarks, and we may be a bit repetitive here. Bob and I haven't had any opportunity to do some rehearsal here, but in just to sum up, it's in light of all of that that we request the board to pass the temporary rule to have it become effective at the earliest date possible, consistent with prudent administration of forest practices. We think this step will provide resource benefits sooner. It avoids a process that could likely reignite some acrimony between parties that are working towards mutual goals. And we think it will help conserve some limited state resources. And we respectfully request that also that the final expanded Siskiyou literature review also be presented to the board, as we think this information would be informative. It's hard for us to judge the department's timeline, but we'd hope that it would be no later than September or sometime around that time frame. And so with that, I'll turn this over to my partner, Bob.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg. Thanks again for this opportunity, board members. I guess I'd just like to encourage you to adopt the temporary rule today. I don't think it'll be a surprise to you that Wild Salmon Center and the Oregon Stream Protection Coalition, Rogue River Keeper, other groups have come before you asking for a change of the Siskiyou rules. Not only do we think this rule should be adopted, but we've testified in support of more robust rules than these rules on the larger stream network across the state. So from our view, the MOU process is going to present an opportunity to look at that larger stream network across the state. And we're going to need ODF private forest program specialists to help support that process, ideally. So approving this temporary rule today is going to allow us to make some progress consistent with the MOU, as Greg described. But hopefully we'll also free up some time for ODF to help with the larger MOU process. We still think it's critical that the upcoming lit review come before the board. The staff has put a lot of time into that. There's been public comment on that. DEQ has gotten to weigh in, other parties. So we'd like that still presented to the board in the near future, even if there's not going to be a degradation decision. So just in closing, I'll encourage you to not only adopt the temporary rule, but also bring forward that Siskiyou study, the work that's being done. And I'd also encourage you to revisit the ODF work plans looking ahead, if you do make this decision on the temporary rule, to think about how staff might be able to support the MOU process going forward. I'm happy to answer questions, but thanks again for the chance to testify.
Any questions for Bob or for Greg? I don't see any hands up. So thank you, both of you. This is really terrific that you've come here together. We hope that you, at least I hope, I'm sure the board does, that you continue on your most excellent adventure.
Thank you.
And then Kyle, we'll go back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg and Bob, for participating this morning. So as I mentioned, the request to the board contains two items. One, pause the Siskiyou Streamside Protection Review. Somehow I don't know how to use the clicker today. Oh, there we go. Thanks, Jason. And two, implement a temporary rule for SSVT protections in the Siskiyou georegion. So with a pause in the Siskiyou stream site protection review, the department will cease planning for a sufficiency decision in July on the effectiveness of the current riparian rules for maintaining stream temperature on small and medium fish-bearing streams in the Siskiyou. The department will continue a limited amount of work necessary to finalize the expanded literature review, which the board directed the department to do back in January. The department has recently completed a draft report and have shared the draft report with the Siskiyou Advisory Committee. The committee has provided comments and feedback to the department, and we are in the process of finalizing that report. The department also anticipates bringing the expanded literature review summary to the board as an information item during the annual monitoring report in September. September should allow us enough time to finalize the report. The only caveats are that we are entering into fire season across the state, working within a hiring freeze, as mentioned by State Forester Doherty this morning, which has the monitoring unit currently at about half capacity. And of course, we're working under a COVID-19 pandemic. That said, our goal is September, and I'm encouraged by our monitoring unit staff that feel like we can definitely meet that. We will also continue to work with our colleagues at the Department of Environmental Quality to continue to learn how Forest Practices Act sufficiency and total and maximum daily load policies may work together to meet water quality goals. This work so far has been enlightening, but there is still more to do. And as mentioned earlier, DEQ is also in alignment with this temporary rule pause. So they have also identified that there is more work to do between the two agencies and support the continued collaboration. The pause in the Siskiyou would review, as mentioned, would also allow the monitoring unit to reopen other high priority monitoring projects, which have been on hold as remaining staff resources have been focused on the Siskiyou project. Namely, ones that you will remember, the compliance audit and the Western Oregon review for large wood recruitment and desired future condition, both of which will likely be picked back up if the board chooses to pause the Siskiyou streamside review. So with that, I'll answer any questions on the first item.
I don't see any hands up, so I don't think you have questions on that first item.
Okay, great. And now for the second item, implementing a temporary rule for salmon steelhead and bull trout protections in the Siskiyou georegion. You've heard from the signatories on the intent of their request to you today, but I'll run through a bit of the administrative process to implement a temporary rule. An agency has the ability to implement a temporary rule according to Oregon Revised Statute 183.335 sub 5. And there are several steps needed to address this statute, and we have been working and will continue working closely with Department of Justice, as this is new ground for us. To highlight the steps in the statute, it describes the agency needing to prepare a statement of findings that failure to act promptly will impact the public interest and provide reasoning for these findings. There must be a citation of the legal authority to promulgate the rule, in this case, the board's authority under ORS 527.710, and a statement of need and how the rule is intended to meet that need. Finally, a list of the principal documents in considering and preparing the rule. In this case, a principal document is a letter to the board requesting the implementation of the temporary rule. The statement of findings describes the temporary rule is needed to advance the continued collaboration of the parties interested in the MOU and forthcoming legislation while also being an efficient use of limited state resources. As the parties have identified in their letter to the Board of Forestry, adopting a temporary rule would help maintain the collaboration expressed in good faith by the parties and provide support from the board to further their work. Based on this, the temporary rule is needed to support the continued collaboration by the parties to the MOU and building towards a habitat conservation plan for private forest lands. It is in the public interest to support moving forward with long-term solutions for Oregon's forests. Two, minimize the inefficient use of state resources that would be required to continue on a rule analysis process that may become moot if proposed legislation is enacted. capacity is limited within the department, and those resources would be reallocated to work on other high priority projects. The temporary rule will meet these needs by temporarily implementing riparian protections for the Siskiyou region while waiting further legislative direction proposed by the parties to the MOU. The department is near completion with these documents and will submit them along with the rule language to the Secretary of State to make the temporary rule effective. With regards to timing of when the rule would be in effect, we have not identified a specific date. In the spirit of the MOU, the legislation that was proposed in February 2020 identified an effective date of January 2021. The department needs to complete education and training with stewardship foresters, operators, and landowners in the affected areas and complete the update to the Type SSBT stream database in coordination with ODF&W. As you'll hear probably this afternoon, we are entering into fire season. Actually are in fire season in the Siskiyou region. We'll be continuing to deal with COVID-19 ramifications, which will limit our ability to provide training and outreach through our traditional pathways. And we are also currently in a hiring freeze. So we'll have limited capacity over the next few months or perhaps longer. With that said, we do have a plan in place to begin our education and training efforts immediately if the board does direct the department to put a temporary rule in place. Additionally, we would work with the board's advisory committees, the Southwest Regional Forest Practices Committee and the Committee for Family Forest Lands, along with our landowner and conservation parties to help this outreach. And so with that, I'll pause for any questions, and then we can take public comment.
Cindy has a question or comment. Yeah,
Kyle, I understand your inability to forecast how rapidly you'll be able to go through all the administrative steps necessary for implementation. But if you were to gaze into your crystal ball and guesstimate when you think you will be ready, the department will be ready for implementation, could you do so?
Yeah, you know, this is always sort of a good lead into a Star Wars quote, which always in motion is the future. Some folks may not get that entirely, but, you know, I think it'll be months for us. It won't be immediate and it won't take us until January. So I would say we would have some ability, even within our current scenarios, to get started on this immediately, and we could have something, you know, within probably the fall time period, if I was forced to look into my crystal ball.
Thank you.
Yep.
I don't see any other hands up, Kyle, so we can go to public comment and then come back.
Great.
Motion. So Hillary, can you facilitate the public comment again?
Definitely. Board Chair, we have one member of the public signed up for item 5. Mr. Kios, thank you for being ready to provide oral comment for the request for temporary rule in the Siskiyou Geo-Region. You are allotted 3 minutes. A timer will be displayed to track your time on Zoom, and I will inform you when your time is up. And before you begin, please state your full name for the record.
Dana A. Chokes. Good morning, Chair Imerson, State Forester Doherty, and board members. My name is Dana Chose, and I was a member of your Riparian Rules Advisory Committee. I'm here today representing Southwest Oregon Regional Forest Practice Committee, commonly known as the RFPC, as its chair. Our committee is appointed by this board and meets throughout the year, as mandated by law, to assist you in developing, reviewing, and identifying the need for new or amended forest practices rules. I'm here today to give testimony on the potential implementation of temporary Siskiyou streamside protection rule. Our Southwest RFPC met last week and discussed your agenda item to implement a temporary SSBT rule in the Siskiyou georegion. The temporary rule, as discussed, has unanimous support from the Southwest RFPC. However, Southwest RFPC respectfully wishes the board to use caution and implement this rule in a measured fashion as has been common in the past when implementing new rules. Time is necessary to allow for proper education and training of landowners and operators, necessary stream layers, and technical guidance to be developed and implemented. Most landowners and operators perform field layout of units and RMAs well in advance of harvest. Layout of an RMA often takes several days and requires multiple people taking multiple trips to and from a unit. Please do not require operators to redo already completed field work. Allowing time for implementation will help foresters learn the new requirements and apply them to future layout. Our Southwest RFPC also believes that the board should evaluate using the ODF monitoring program in a different fashion than its current use. These questions regarding Siskiyou streams began back in 2016, and there has been no substantive data collected regarding stream temperatures specific to the Siskiyou georegion since that time. We believe that the ODF monitoring program should be used to collect data for areas of concern to help make informed decisions based on science going forward. Thank you for allowing me to give testimony today.
And thank you for taking the time to do that. And thanks to your committee, and thanks for the service you provide. I guess I'd ask if anybody has any additional questions for Kyle, or any of the others who appeared. Jim Kelly?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I think 6 months or so ago, during a board meeting, we were having a conversation about our stakeholders collaborating in some format. And at the time, I was frustrated and scolded everybody, basically stating that nobody seemed willing on either side to give an inch, and that they were incapable of collaborating on anything. So I just kind of wanted to say how much I appreciate being wrong and officially eat crow on that particular point, and congratulate everybody involved in this. Thank you.
Thanks. Joe Justice.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Jim. I also want to really point out the work that Greg Miller and Bob Van Dyke have done in that group on that. I think that's wonderful work. I hope it continues, and hope that spirit of collaboration will certainly continue into the future. In regard to the temporary rule, as managing lands and understanding what's involved in rule changes of this nature, and we're all very, very interested in when it will be implemented. And I think as soon as possible is definitely everybody's interest. But I just want to echo the thoughts that Dana talked about regarding making sure that we do this appropriately with landowners to let them make sure it's an effective implementation, that it works well. And I trust the department's going to do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Mike Rose.
Yeah, Joe asked the concern that I had. But first I want to thank, the parties that have, unilaterally come together and done this. Seems we need more cooperation like that these days. But I would like to ask if that's a possibility for the work that's already been done. Is there time or reprieve for that concern as far as the units that's already laid out and when this goes into effect?
Yeah, Mike, that's a question that we will be addressing through our training and outreach, and certainly connecting with the Southwest Regional Forest Practice Committee and their network of landowners and operators that participate in that function. So we will be working with them to make sure that everybody is aware of the rule change before anything goes into effect. So that's part of our outreach and work that we need to do over the next little bit before we would make the rule effective.
Okay, any other questions? I would welcome a motion that's pretty clearly stated. The staff recommendation is, and the two items that Kyle discussed. So is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation? I think your hand may still be up, Jim, unless you put it up again. Okay, Cindy?
I move that we adopt the staff recommendation to adopt a temporary rule and that we suspend the Siskiyou Streamside Protection Review with the exception of the work needed to finalize the LIT review, and that the implementation of the temporary rule proceed as expeditiously as possible with the understanding that we need to take the administrative steps to effectively implement the rule, but that we have a target implementation date of no later than January 2021.
I just want to make sure, so you're basically moving the staff recommendation, but also with the target date for implementation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So one of the last minute additions, and I apologize that we've been trying to adapt a little bit on the fly, and I appreciate what Cindy provided. We do have an additional recommendation that's, I think you're seeing it on the screen.
Yes, I see that.
Also part of the presentation materials, but.
Yeah, Kyle, I attempted to incorporate that with the clause in my motion that said with all the necessary administrative processes to assure effective implementation. But since you've got it all in writing before us now, let's use that language rather than my attempted patch.
Okay. Thanks, Cindy. I just wanted to make sure everybody got a chance to see that.
Okay. So this is really incorporated into the staff recommendation, is what you're saying, Kyle?
Correct.
So move the staff recommendation with the addition that target implementation, it's a target to begin in January of 2021, correct?
Yes. No later than.
No later than, yeah.
If they can accomplish it by this fall, that would be lovely.
Got it. Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Who seconded that? Is that you, Mike?
It was.
Okay, great.
I think me and Brenda seconded at the same time.
She's yielded to you, so
there's further discussion, Kyle.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. So basically, if we replace the element that said as soon as possible, if that said no later than January 1st, 2021, that would suffice for the recommendation.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just asking for clarification.
Cindy, she used the word target.
I attempted to include both concepts, sort of as soon as possible, but with a target of no later than January. 21.
Yeah. You got that, Kyle?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Now we'll vote. Nils Christofferson.
Aye.
Cindy Deacon Williams.
Aye.
Joe Justice.
Aye.
Jim Kelly.
Aye.
Brenda McComb.
Aye.
Mike Rose.
Aye.
And Tom Imeson is aye as well. So this passes unanimously. Thank you again, Greg and Bob, and thank your colleagues for their work on this. I think we all really, really appreciate this. It's a great step. And Kyle, thanks for all your work on this as well. So that concludes our morning session. We're running a little bit early, but I'm assuming, Hillary, that we need to reconvene when we said we'd reconvene so that we accommodate those who are going to be connecting for that time. Is that correct? So we would reconvene at 1:20?
That is correct. Thank you.
All right. So board members, you may want to stop your video and mute yourselves, and you can But don't, you don't have to, unless you, but I'd advise it. And we'll be back at 1:20. Thanks.